It is time for Fabs. It's always good to catch up with the one, the only, the Hall of Famer, Michael Fabiano, SiriusXM Fantasy Dirt, SI.com, Man About Town, everything fantasy football related. The mailbag is stuffed. So let's just go right down the list and start with Justin Herbert. Last night, what is going on? And there's a lot around last night's game, but there's some people wanting to say, is it time to move on from him? I think that's a little much because Keenan Allen's not around. Where are you on Justin Herbert?
Where are you going to go off of Justin Herbert? I mean, honestly, Brad, the quarterback position is the worst that it's been in as long as I can remember playing fantasy football. Honestly, like, we went into the season, Josh Allen's been unbelievably good, yep. Right? He scored more touchdowns than just like every team in the league. He's been amazing. You know, Mahomes is still putting up good numbers. Lamar has been somewhat, you know, up and down. He started off really hot the last couple of games, not hadn't been great. Herbert's dealing with the rib cartilage issue. And no, he hasn't been good. I mean, he's been up and down, and this is not a Justin Herbert that we're used to. He hasn't been Keenan Allen. And again, he's banged up. Now he got Seattle coming up next. So you play him. You got four teams on a bye. But this is a problem that is not just exclusive to Justin Herbert fantasy managers. Almost every quarterback in the National Football League right now has become somewhat unreliable. Look at Aaron Rodgers. I talked about him last week. His ceiling is 17 points right now. He's got the Commanders this week. It's a great matchup. I'm still afraid to start him. Tom Brady went into Pittsburgh. They were down their top three corners and Minkah Fitzpatrick, and he stunk from a fantasy perspective. He didn't even score 16 points. So this is not just a Justin Herbert thing. Kyler Murray. Yeah. Kyler Murray's three of his last four games have been brutal. He rushed for 100 yards this past weekend and didn't score 15 fantasy points. You know how hard that is to do as a quarterback? Like, you've got 10 points. You can't score five as a passer? It's been a big problem. And that's why a lot of folks out there who, like me, waited on quarterbacks, that strategy for the first time in a long, long time has not worked. Yeah. So if you've got Herbert, you keep playing him. If you've got Murray, you keep playing him. I mean, all of a sudden, remember last week I said, oh, okay, 5 weeks, I'm in on Geno Smith. Guess what Geno Smith did on Sunday? He reminded us that he's still Geno flipping Smith. It's very tough right now at quarterback. That's why Josh Allen, if you've got him, you have such a massive advantage over everyone else in your fantasy football league right now.
Well, it's like this week, I'm getting questions about looking for streaming quarterbacks because the buys are the Rams, yes. The Vikings, the Bills, and the Eagles. So a streaming quarterback, look at Pittsburgh's situation, okay? Kenny Pickett, concussion protocol, Trubisky against the Dolphins. You look at that and say, do I have to go that route? But maybe you do.
See, I'd rather go Tua because he's going to be back. At least those are reports. So I'd rather go Tua this week or Garoppolo, who's got the Chiefs. I'd rather go him. I had him last week. He had a pretty decent game against Atlanta. He was a top 12 quarterback. So, like, I mean, if you're desperate, hit him with the Taylor Heineke, right? I mean, like, he's starting this week. I'm not saying the matchup's great, but this is what we're down to. This is what we're down to. Not only you mentioned you have four teams off, but you got so many quarterbacks that we drafted to be starters who are not producing up to snuff. Look at Matt Stafford. They're off this week. He's been brutal. Stafford's going to get cut in a lot of leagues this week. He's had one good game. One good game all year long. I mean, that Rams offense is a mess. The Cam Akers situation, their offensive line, they just lost Noteboom for the season. They're in big trouble. They're a team that might not make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And Stafford has not looked good. So honestly, you play the matchups. If you don't have an elite guy like a Josh Allen, and you know that elite list of quarterbacks is certainly shrunk, you play the matchups and you cross your fingers and you hope for the best.
Okay, and this one is not in the mailbag. This is just my observation. I watched first quarter Russell Wilson last night. The numbers were great, and they were taking shots down the field. The rest of the game was awful. Where are you at on Russell Wilson? The easy answer is terrible, but I look at it and say, okay, they made some progress. Maybe it's just me. I'm not touching him, but where are you at on Russ?
Probably a guy you got to play. He's got the Jets this week. The Jets just held Aaron Rodgers to, you know, fewer than 15 points at Lambeau. Like, the Jets' defense is good. Their offense isn't good besides Breece Hall, but their defense is really good. And Russell, I don't know what's going on there. You know, they came out with, he's not 100%. I don't know if that was just an excuse or what. But I will tell you one thing. Nathaniel Hackett's not going to make it through this season. The way that he calls plays is awful. Last night, I remember in overtime, they had the ball. They ran the ball the first two plays were Latavius Murray. He rushed for 8 yards and then 7 yards and then 2 yards. So they had a third and one. The Chargers can't stop the run. They can't. They put Russell in a shotgun, and he throws the ball downfield on third and one. You could have easily gotten that first down. Just get into I formation, right? Just jam every blocker you got in there and keep running the ball. But they didn't do it. The Broncos are a badly coached team. I don't know if Nathaniel Hackett's going to make it through the season. There's a few head coaches that might not make it through the season, including Cliff Kingsbury there in Arizona. The way that they're playing right now is pretty brutal. And we can talk about that too, because you know the Cardinals have all kinds of questions right now on offense. But that Broncos team right now is a mess. And the Broncos front office is looking at all of the draft picks and players that they traded to get Russell Wilson there, and it's like, damn, maybe we shouldn't have gone ahead and done that, because through 6 weeks, the results have not been good. Now back to the Cardinals.
Yeah,
you lose Hollywood for maybe the year. Adam Schefter says indefinitely. But you have Nuke coming back this week. Then you trade for Robbie Anderson, who was basically told by his coach to go back to the locker room last week.
Get out.
Now the Cardinals, does Nuke come back and play a full complement of snaps? You got a Thursday game this week. He hadn't played in a long time. He missed, what, 7 games last year? You bring in Robbie Anderson, who's got to learn the offense. Their backfield is a disaster right now. I mean, I liked Dino Benjamin last week because of volume, and he didn't do anything. He had Seattle. So the Cardinals' offense went from one that like looked like it could be very fantasy-friendly with Kyler and Connor coming off an 18-touchdown season and bringing in Hollywood, and then you have Nuke back, to suddenly you're like, how many of these guys can I actually start? The only dude that you can start with any confidence right now is Zach Ertz.
Yeah. You know, Rondell Moore is getting looks.
He'll be a waiver wire ad this week. He'll be a waiver wire ad. Yep.
Yeah. Fab's with us. Let me go back on Denver. We're just playing ping pong here, because I do want to ask you about Melvin Gordon and Latavius Murray. There's a lot of leagues that don't have Latavius Murray on rosters. And I think if you look at Denver, and a lot of teams do have Melvin Gordon on their roster. Melvin Gordon, it feels like to me, Fabs, is going to be traded somewhere. Just, it looks like, okay, we're going to hold him out. We're done with him. He's productive. At some point in time, I don't think he's a has-been. He just can't hang on to the football. What do you do if you're rostered Melvin Gordon? Because in most leagues, he is on a team.
I don't know what happened. And Melvin's a friend of mine. He was on my show last week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he basically said, hey, I want the football as much as they'll give it to me. And he was a popular play in fantasy. Revenge game against the Chargers. The Chargers defense stinks against the run. They can't stop anybody. I mean, Latavius Murray was on a practice squad in New Orleans 3 weeks ago, and he had a pretty good game last night. And Melvin looks like now he's third on the depth chart. I mean, he's not going to tell me anything, but I don't know what's going on there. I have no idea. I was flabbergasted that he didn't play more or less. He barely touched the football outside of the first quarter. And I don't know what's going on there. And this is the fantasy football season we're in right now, Brett. We are looking at Latavius Murray as a waiver wire ad. Latavius Murray. Ahead of you, Mike Boone, a lot of people picked up, thinking that maybe Boone would be second. What I don't get is Javonte Williams, mm-hmm. who is, you know, clearly the most talented running back the Broncos have. And even Melvin will probably tell you that. He's young and he's got a boatload of upside. He could not reach his full potential in fantasy because Melvin Gordon was taking away touches, because they were utilizing both backs in the backfield. Now, Melvin's not good enough to play ahead of Latavius Murray and Mike Boone?
Right.
I simply don't get it. I wouldn't cut Melvin. I wouldn't cut him yet. I'd wait to see kind of what reports we heard. I don't know if he's going to get traded. Maybe he will. I don't know. I mean, Cam Akers is on the block too. I'm not really sure what's going on. But holy cow, that was a shock last night that Melvin Gordon had, what, 3 carries and nothing in the second half.
Okay, so this leads to a strategy. This is a strategy question for you, Fabs. You're the Hall of Famer, Michael Fabiano, with us. Strategy question is, the trade deadline is coming up a couple weeks. Yeah, Cam Akers is on a bye this week. Melvin Gordon sitting over there on the bench. They're on a roster. Do you do this strategy? I'm going to hang on to these dudes because I think they're going to get traded, and they may end up in a much better situation, and everybody's going to pounce, but I'm going to be the guy that says, you know what? I got 3 other backs I can get by with. Like, I'll just say, strategy-wise, I took Nuke with our last pick in our draft. And now I've got people coming after me from right and left wanting a piece of them. And I'm just kind of doing this. All right, make a good offer.
Right.
Do you have that same strategy with Akers and Gordon, two running backs that look like their time is done where they presently are? And at some point, if it's November 1st and nothing's changed, yeah, I'm going to blow them out. But do you hang on to them for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I would. I just don't know what you're going to get right now for either one of those guys. So you're probably going to have to wait to see where they end up. I don't think anyone's traded for Melvin Gordon right now. I don't think anyone's trading for Cam Akers right now because they're guys that are both sort of in limbo. And you know, Sean McVay, you know, has come out and it seemed like, you know, Akers maybe has played his last game for the Rams, but we don't know. They got to get a trade partner. And there's no shortage of teams that could use a running back, that's for sure. But I mean, but the bottom line right now is that if you make a trade for any of those guys, you're not going to get much in return. I think one strategy that you can use, Brad, is look at the players who are being rumored to be potentially traded. Like Christian McCaffrey, is he going to get traded? I don't know. I mean, the Panthers, based on reports, seem to want a lot. I don't think they're going to get a lot. In terms of like, you know, first round pick or whatever the case may be, but maybe you grab Deonta Foreman, because if McCaffrey does get traded, then all of a sudden, guess what? You've got the Panthers' number one running back in your stable. So that is a strategy that you can utilize. So Darrell Henderson's not going to be out there in any leagues. At least I wouldn't think so. So you can't really do that with Cam Akers. People are going to pick up Murray this week. I don't know what's going to happen with the Broncos' backfield. We know Javonte's not coming back, but any team that, you know, there may be a chance where their running back gets traded, their starter, you may want to just throw a waiver wire claim at the backup and see what happens over the next couple of weeks until the trade deadline passes.
Yeah, I have Madison and I have Akers sitting on my bench. And Madison,
I would just hold them. I would just hold them. I mean, unless you needed to add somebody, and you know, you got buys and injuries all over the place, so. Unless you really needed to grab somebody, I mean, you could probably hold on to them. I mean, Alexander Mattison is one Dalvin Cook injury away from being an RB1.
Yep. Before I get you out of here, back to the mailbag for Fabs. Alec Pierce, Indianapolis, Fabs, buy on Alec Pierce.
Oh, yeah. I started him the last couple of weeks in a couple of leagues. I like what I see. And Matt Ryan, I mean, look, Matt Ryan was the QB2 last week. Go figure, right? I mean, against the Jags, he was the QB2. And Pierce is getting involved in the offense. And, you know, the Colts, without Jonathan Taylor, we don't know when he's coming back. Maybe it'll be this week. I'm not sure. Big matchup against the Titans and King Henry. Alec Pierce has certainly been a pleasant surprise the last few weeks. So a waiver wire ad if he's still out there, for sure.
Rashad White, Tampa Bay, getting more plays, getting more touches, third downs, getting questions in the mailbag about him.
Still doesn't have standalone value. He's not getting enough touches where I could start him, say, as a flex with Fournette ahead of him. But, I mean, that's another player. If I've got Fournette, I want to have Rashad White just in case an injury happens. I have his backup. White's probably worth a look if you have roster depth or an empty bench spot. But he's not startable right now.
Fans asking, do you – this you alluded to a little bit, but definitively, yes or no on Robbie Anderson as an ad?
I can see it. In a deeper league, you know, 12-team leagues, I can see him being an ad. But even if we see Nuke come back and play a full complement of snaps, say, and you mentioned Rondell Moore, who is getting more targets, AJ Green is still there. I don't know how many targets Robbie Anderson is going to command in that offense, right? Robbie Anderson, outside of like 1 year where he had over 90 catches, he's kind of like that guy where like he can hit for a 70-yard touchdown at any time, but his floor is wicked low, as we like to say in the Northeast. And so that's a problem. So is he worth an ad, a speculative ad? Sure. Am I starting him this week? No.
And last question, just a lot of people hit me up to ask you about Dak. And, you know, I'm asking the Cowboy guy here, and if the Cowboy guy is going to say...
Dude, if he comes back this week, start him. He's got Detroit, and then he's got Chicago the following week. Start him. I've got Dak in a whole bunch of leagues. He's been sitting on my injured reserve spot for forever. And I'm putting him in that lineup as soon as I know he's starting. And it seems like it's going in that direction.
All right. We'll let you go off that. There's Michael Fabiano. As always, we appreciate his time. And we're back with more after this timeout.